Blog Talk Radio.
This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
I've never heard this before. I feel like we're in a good team, like, comedy.
That's the goal. This is a team comedy show. Uh-huh. So, welcome back, everybody, Game Chat Podcast. We're live. It is April 15th, noon Pacific. We're in Bothell, Washington. We are on YouTube at the Game Chat Podcast, live on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. We've got the whole squad here. How many of there is this?
Seven.
Seven of us. Going through the NFC West and I guess some road trip snacks. I don't know how we're going to do that. Do we want to do a draft or I'm just thinking maybe like a list would be like we each give our, I feel like a draft might be.
Might get lost.
Yeah.
I think we should go.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll figure it out when we get there. That's 20 minutes down there. yeah, we're just watching the Mariners on the back deck. It looks like they won 4-2. Pretty good win for the Mariners.
Tommy's the one guy on.
My man.
Tommy Zeus?
No. Tom Shields.
Oh, Tom Shields.
Yeah, I'm the only one on. Oh, now it's two people.
What a great.
Oh, it's my Oh, that's great. All right. Hey, but we don't know how many people are watching or listening on.
Probably
like. Six.
I know.
100. Max.
100,000.
Hey, but that's more than the people talking, so that's
that is true.
No, six would be less.
Okay.
Who?
Maybe. Oh, three!
Nine. We have nine
Wow.
People.
Wow.
Are you on your phone, too?
No, I'm on my phone.
I'm just kidding.
Donovan's the other one.
Donovan, nice. All right, that's awesome. Okay. NFC West, let's start with the not last place, but we're going to say the 49ers because they were last place.
Don't break my heart.
We are going to the Arizona Cardinals. All right, offseason for the Arizona Cardinals. Couple big moves. First one, two-year contract with J.J. Watt. Do you guys think, like, what are your guys' thoughts about J.J. Watt? Because I personally don't think this is as big of a deal as it – obviously not as big of a deal as it would have been, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. But I don't know. How much do you guys think he impacts this team?
I think he's still good. I think that if you can get 10 games out of him for both seasons, I think it's a win for them. I
10 mean, each just, season or 10
yeah,
combined?
10 each season.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
He's just injury prone. He's very old. I mean, if you were 30 and above, they pretty much said, we'll take you. Like, I don't know. The Cardinals, just they threw money at people that they could. And I mean, I think J.J. will be good for him, though.
I think his main contributing is – freeing up Chandler Jones and kind of giving Chandler as much one-on-ones as possible.
I think Chandler Jones is – him coming back is a very under – like, I don't think people realized how good he was and then he just totally missed all of last season. Because I think he led the league in sacks in 2019. So he just wasn't playing last year. And then I think we've talked about this before. Like, the Cardinals, their best part of their team last year was their defense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, their offense was bad. And, yeah, I think you're right. It frees up Chandler Jones, not, I don't know, J.J. Watt's not going to put up big numbers in this late in his career.
I mean, I think the biggest question marks are running back. I mean, they signed James Conner, right? That was the other day. I mean, they let go of Kenyon Drake, and
he wasn't good.
I mean, yeah, but he had, the end of the year before, he was kind of turning up, but
I don't know how much Drake was making, but they got Conner pretty cheap.
No, yeah. But, I mean, if you can't run – they're not going to be able to run the ball, and I think that's really easy to stop with an offense. Kyler Murray can run, obviously, but I think if you stop Kyler, their offense is – I mean, D-Hop, but you got to – it's not –
Yeah, D-Hop,
you know,
just that one.
You can double him. You can double him, though.
Right.
But, yeah.
I mean – They have what 16? I think they pick at so right in the middle of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna do a mock draft pod later today, so we don't have to go too far in depth in this. But do you guys think it's gonna be like there? I feel like 16 is too early to take a running back in this draft class.
Yeah. I shouldn't take a running back in the first round.
I mean, they lost Patrick Peterson.
I think corner.
Maybe someone to replace him.
Corner number one. You have Caleb Farley. He'll probably drop the back injury.
I think they probably take a running back later in this draft, though. Mm. Do you think they roll with James Conner and Chase Edmonds?
No, I bet they take
a running back and then interior defensive line probably.
Okay.
That's
With that being said, I think this should be Chase Edmonds' backfield. I think that what he does complements what Kyler Murray wants to do on the offensive side. I don't think James Conner is going to be the lead back.
Yeah, I agree. They also added Malcolm Butler. They added a lot of weird...
I was
going
to say that. They added Malcolm Butler.
Rodney Hudson.
Okay, that's another thing I want to talk about. Rodney Hudson and a seventh-round pick for a third-round pick. That is a steal.
Yeah.
I don't know. How old is Rodney Hudson? Does anyone know?
He's 33, 32. He's older.
So he's not going to be there long-term, but he's definitely...
I mean, offensive line, can last
yeah.
a little bit, but...
Especially the interior ones, because they have the help from the guard.
Yeah, so he's got...
So it's not like he's being ISO'd against Nick Bosa or whatever.
He's got, what, you think, 5 years left?
Who?
Maybe
Rodney Hudson,
Max.
34.
Okay, five good years.
He's 31. He'll be 32 by the end of this year, though. You give him 5 years.
They got AJ Green,
6 years. Okay, AJ Green, I don't... think that's doing anything.
Nothing,
big decoy.
Yeah, big decoy, exactly. All right, let's – what, like, record prediction for this team, does this team make the playoffs?
No.
No.
No. No.
We talked about this on the pod, I think. I don't believe in Cliff Kingsbury.
I think that's
my problem.
Because the team got better. They, like, you look at – they didn't lose a big guy. I mean, they lost Kenyon, but then they got
and Kenyon wasn't even
– I think if they don't make the playoffs, he's out.
Yeah, I think
he should be out. I don't know if he will, but I think if they don't make the playoffs,
you're playing. You have to play six tough games in your division, and then you got, you got a couple other games.
I think a lot of other divisions, they would make the playoffs easily.
Yeah.
They're not a bad team. They just have to play three really good teams twice.
Yeah.
Who's the worst division in the NFC this year?
Here are the Cardinals' opponents. They have Rams, Niners, Seahawks, obviously home and away. They play the Packers, Vikings, Texans, Colts, Panthers at home.
Oof, that should be tough.
Texans is an easy win.
Yeah,
but the rest of are all tough.
Their road schedule is pretty easy, other than the division.
I think they beat the Panthers.
I agree.
I think so too.
Bears, Lions, Jaguars, Titans, Cowboys on the road. The Titans and Cowboys are tough games, but Bears, Lions, Jags are all going to be pretty bad.
They might be able to beat Titans if... They still don't have any because
they
got their D-line. Yeah.
That's a favorable schedule.
They're 17th games, the Browns as well.
17, that'll be a good game.
10-7, 9-8, I think, maybe, and they sneak in at the 7th spot.
That's so weird.
Got the 17th.
Yeah, like,
I think it's possible, for sure. But this team's got a... Yeah, I think this is the year for Cliff. This is his third year.
Yep.
Third year with Kyler, too. Like, you've had the same quarterback, the guy that you wanted, the guy that they traded to get.
You have D-Hop.
You have D-Hop. That's the thing, though, is you didn't even give up a lot for him. Like, you can be like, oh, you traded for D-Hop. I kind of agree with Reed, what you're saying. Like, I think if they miss the playoffs, you got to let go of Cliff because now the rebuild or whatever is done. Like, Kyler's in his third year. This is no excuses.
Can we talk about how the Panthers gave up more for Darnold than the Texans got gave up for D-Hop. Like, they gave up a second, fourth, and a sixth. With I think Kavigar Hall and David Johnson.
You also had to pay D-Hop, which they gave him $27 million a year. So.
That's true.
It's better that they got
nobody
something.
Wants to pay for
it's better that they got something rather than just letting his contract run out and then someone else just swoops in. But they could have gotten him for more, probably.
Yeah.
All right. Probably the favorites for most people in this division, the Los Angeles Rams. They have traded the biggest move of this offseason was trading Jared Goff and three draft picks. Was it three first-rounders?
Two first and a third
for Jared Goff, along with paying $24.7 in dead money for Matthew Stafford. Where would you guys we've talked about this trade many times, but where would you rank Stafford in comparison to Goff? Like, how much better did they get from going from Goff to Stafford?
I think a lot of people, after he got traded, like, oh, Matthew Stafford's a top 10 quarterback. I think Stafford's a little, like, around 11-12 right now.
And we're going to do this later in the offseason. We're going to rank every starting quarterback because I want to get a defense. We always, like, yeah.
I would say Goff's probably 20, around 20.
And Stafford's 12?
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks are you taking over Stafford? You like Stafford.
I'm a Stafford fan.
I like his arm talent.
This is going to be – I mean, this
also got a lot of experience, but I don't the Rams offense. That's my problem with this trade.
I think it's just going to look so awesome in those blue and, like, butterscotch
uniforms.
They love doing that jersey swap right now. It's all Matthew Stafford in my jersey.
Why doesn't he fit in the Rams offense?
Because they want to run the ball, and that's not what Stafford's been doing. He's been out there throwing the ball 40, 50 yards down the field, and that's just, I don't know, it doesn't fit the Rams to me. I think of Cam Akers. I think of them running the ball, pounding the ball, and then play action. So I think Stafford's going to have to refine his game a lot to work with this play action game and what the Rams want to do with Sean McVay. So I just think it's going to be different than the Matthew Stafford that we've seen with the Lions. I think it's going to be completely different.
Yeah, but I think he's also going to have help, finally.
No, I do, too. I think it's going to help him.
I mean, he did have Megatron for 10 years.
Yeah, but he never had a competent coach.
Yeah.
I think it's also going to be valuable now that the Rams have someone with a strong arm that can throw it, like, a lot. Like, yeah, I know that's not really their game type, but they still have, I mean, they got Woods and Kupp. They have pretty good receivers, and Goff wasn't really one to throw big passes. So if they ever need, if they're ever in a pinch and they need to make those big passes, like, now they have someone who can...
Right.
You can do it pretty comfortably.
Right. I think something that's under talked about this offseason, like, yeah, their offense gets better because Stafford is an upgrade over Goff, however much you think it is. Maybe it wasn't worth all those picks, but I think their defense got worse.
Yes, 100%.
They lost. I
the number two corner, right?
Mm-hmm. Troy Hill and John Johnson, their safety. He is very good, John Johnson. Like, he killed the Seahawks at least.
He got paid, too.
He definitely got paid. And they also lose their defensive coordinator, who was, like, one of the hottest coordinators in the market. And I don't know, they re-signed Leonard Floyd, paid him a lot of money. They still have Ramsey. They still have Donald. Even though Donald, did you see that, like, sexual, or was it a sexual assault?
No,
or just
fought a man. He fought a man outside of a club. His face is busted open.
Aaron Donald.
Reportedly, Aaron Donald and his bodyguards beat him up. So, what comes out of it, I think he's going to be playing this year. I don't know.
Does that guy need bodyguards?
Aaron Donald might be the only guy on the planet where his bodyguard is smaller than him.
He's being sued and assaulted.
Yeah.
Well, I have a
question. You think, would you rather have the Panthers pick at 8 or Matthew Stafford?
Stafford. Not even close.
In their situation?
Yeah. In the,
if you're the Rams?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we talking about? If you're the Rams?
Yeah. Let's say, you think if they gave up that haul for the 8th pick, do you think it would be interesting to pay that?
You think a quarterback
no one they can draft there is going to help them as much as Stafford.
Yeah.
If they were playing for the future, I get it, but they need to win now.
I think they're
paying these defensive guys now.
They have a lot.
I think in this draft, Stafford's probably worth, like, the 2nd pick.
I would take Zach Wilson over Stafford.
You take Zach Wilson.
You're building. Not
if
you want to win.
Yeah.
You want to win now.
Right
you're
now.
Taking Stafford.
Yeah.
If you're the Rams,
paying everybody.
If you're the Rams.
Oh, if I was the Rams, yeah, I'd probably take Stafford.
That's what we're at.
I said.
But if I'm the Panthers, I'd rather have the 8th pick.
They're paying a lot of guys.
No, 100%. They need to win now.
They don't have a cap. Apparently,
I mean, they have Johnny.
They don't win the next 2 years. They're
no. Sean McVay's gonna look bad.
George is Johnny Bacon.
It's gonna be
5 this year. As a punter.
Yeah.
Like, my man.
Hey, Big Johnny,
they have 8 mil, so they're not under the or over the cap.
How? Who do they? Who are their top guys that they're paying?
Stafford's cap hit this year is 20. Donald's is 14. But Donald's is probably going to go up. His dead cap's like 36. Same with Ramsey. Ramsey's cap is 9.7, but his dead
cap guy.
Big cap guy.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah. You're looking at
overthecap.com.
No,
SpotRack.
Sometimes the numbers are different, so we kind of just like to stick a spot as far. But so I think
Higbee's the 5th most. Higbee's 7.5. Whitworth is only 5.6.
Really?
Rob Havenstein. Havenstein.
They just
did
like restructures.
Jalen Ramsey might be there for some money. So.
But they just paid Woods and Kupp, so they got that on the hall.
Okay.
They
owe $32 million to Leonard Floyd.
Yeah, they just signed him 4 years or whatever it was, but they need him for Aaron Donald's sake.
Here's going to get interesting. They only have 8 mil left in cap, and right now Jalen Ramsey's cap is 9.7, but next year it goes up to 23.
Yeah, it's kind of a butterscotch of a situation. Someone told me to say butterscotch, so I win.
I already worked it out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I said butterscotch and blue.
He did.
Dang, really?
I was way ahead of you.
I didn't even see worked it actually. I'm not on my phone the entire time.
I'm looking at the cap.
Anyway, we're going to have to figure something out, because next year, Jalen Ramsey's contract alone is going to put them negative.
Yeah.
Probably Donald as well.
No, they need to win now, and that's why they got Stafford. So, I think this is going to hurt.
So, this is another team, Cardinals and Rams.
What's Stafford's deal right now?
They're also
like
paying.
How long is
they're also
two
paying
years,
Goff.
2 years left.
Okay. Yeah, they still have to pay Goff. That's one thing I think a lot of people don't think about. I know we've talked about it in the podcast before, but like trading all those picks, like they basically threw in an extra pick just like for Goff's contract.
Yeah.
Let's see. Stafford. This year, his cap is 20. Next year, it's 23.
He's a free agent.
And then he's a free agent.
2 years. Win now.
And if they don't win with him,
yeah.
Like if they don't win during that time,
they have to go into rebuilding.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, the only person they have is Cam Akers.
Yeah, but Ramsey, Donald, Kupp, and Woods are all going. They're the
old Ramsey.
3 or 4 years.
26, 27.
He's pretty young. Yeah.
He's younger than I thought.
Yeah,
he's only drafted like what 4 years ago.
Though.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Bottom line, Rams. Where do we? You guys feel like the Rams are in like that Super Bowl contenders tier? Because every power rankings you see in this offseason when they do tiers, it's like Super Bowl contenders are always Packers, Bucks, Chiefs, and usually the Rams are in there.
I don't know. I think it's hard just because he's the first quarterback on a new team, and
yeah.
usually they don't do well unless you're Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
That's the reason I don't think they shouldn't be in that conversation.
What do you guys think?
I don't have another Super Bowl contender right now.
I don't either. I just think it's such, there's like, all you can see all four, and maybe not the Cardinals, winning the division. I think the winner of that division is a Super Bowl contender, but I don't know who it's going to be.
They also like, might just, all we all might be too beat up that we like are not able to win. I think that's what happened last year. A little bit of it, at least.
I think, yeah, the year before, too.
Okay. Anything else on the Rams? No? It's Cam Akers' backfield, right? Is there anyone else? We're kind of talking about Henderson, fantasy.
No.
Is it just Henderson?
Yeah.
But you don't like Henderson.
Terrible.
That's true. But McVay likes it.
Akers got like 20 carries in the playoffs.
What about Malcolm Brown?
He's gone.
They got Deshaun Jackson.
They did pick up Deshaun Jackson.
Speed stick.
He's
still in the Josh Reynolds role now.
Yeah.
Where did Josh Reynolds end up going?
I'm trying to remember this conversation with Matthew.
Yeah, I remember Matthew talked about it.
Where'd he go?
We wanted it. Or he wanted us to get him.
Okay.
Let me look it up. San Francisco 49ers. Obviously the big trade to get to the number 3 pick from 12.
Titans, by the way.
Titans, okay.
Oh.
Obviously the trade to get it to number 3. What'd you guys give up in that process?
2 firsts, 2022, 2023, and 3rd or 4th.
Okay. To move up to 3. Yeah. We can talk about that on the mock draft pod more, like what they should do at 3, what's going to happen at 3. I'm trying to, like, what else did you guys do this offseason? You re-signed Trent Williams.
That was on our team before.
Let Sherm go.
Let Sherm go.
Well, nobody's signed him yet. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think
maybe he'll come back on a veteran deal.
Anything else?
Did they get Barrett, or have you already got
Barrett? Yeah, Barrett. Okay. We pretty much signed everybody besides Sherm and Solomon Thomas.
And you got
the guy, the guy we gave you guys, Kerry Hyder.
And we signed the tackle.
The Falcon.
And Witherspoon, too.
So you just re-signed a bunch of guys.
Yes.
You didn't really do anything.
You got Mack.
Alex Mack.
That's a big signing.
That was
a good signing.
We needed that.
Yeah.
And Juszczyk.
So, okay. In terms of number 3 pick, because I feel like that's all we have, like, we all we need to talk about with the Niners.
Take a quarterback.
Yeah, they're taking the quarterback. But is it... Wow, is the second game already started?
No.
Oh, no. If they take Mac Jones, no matter what, is it a waste of a trade?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that's the way I see
Mac
it.
Mac Jones is like, he's basically Jimmy Garoppolo.
It's kind of like
you could get Mac at 12. That's my problem with it.
It's kind of like the Daniel Jones thing. Like, yeah, it was a better pick, but you probably didn't have to trade up all the way to 6. Or you didn't have to pick him at 6.
We could definitely get him at 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know
I don't
what
see
it does.
Why they wouldn't take Fields if he's there.
Yeah.
I would take Fields.
I'm with you guys.
I think Fields or Lance.
I'll definitely take
I'm okay with Lance.
Fields was the number 2 quarterback the whole year, and then the draft process started going, and it was Zach Wilson.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Fields just fell all the way down to 4,
right.
Maybe even 5.
But even if it doesn't work out with Fields or Wilson, if they take one of those two, I think the trade-up is, like, it's worth that risk.
Yeah.
Because when you take – if you take Mac, he's just Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, he can't run, so.
Yeah. Like, so I don't see the point in that.
Would you rather have Mac or Jimmy? If you're the Niners. This year.
They're the same for Jimmy because he's been in the system.
I think it's interchangeable.
And then I guess Mac is your, like, I don't – Mac to me would be a safety option for Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't elevate the team at all. So then you you went from 12-3 for a safety, like a safety valve.
For a younger Jimmy
and
Garoppolo.
I feel like Shanahan would be able to scheme around fields a lot more than Jones.
100%.
He's a good coach. Yeah. He's a great coach. So.
I know everyone's like, oh, you don't want to have the guy that can create plays. Like, why would you, what do you mean? Like, what's...
You can kind of understand, hey, you got, like, if you have, like, a big number one wide receiver. I mean, you got Kittle, but you don't have, like, these superstars all around Mac Jones. And you got guys who you could have gotten Darnold. I mean, they tried to. You could have gotten Kirk Cousins. You could have gotten them for that. I mean, you could have gotten better guys or proven guys for the Saints.
Yeah.
So. All right, Niners.
I didn't realize – so they're – Jimmy G's cap is 26, but his dead cap's 2.8. I didn't realize his dead cap was that low.
How many years left does he have on his deal?
I would cut him this
year and one more?
Yeah, I would cut him.
I don't think they re-sign him. Maybe that's why they take Mac, isn't
his
it?
Cap
they want
goes up.
I still don't think that's a valid. What?
His cap goes up by 700,000.
Yeah, we don't owe him any money until week one. So.
Would you rather have Lance or Fields, though? You said you were Fields.
I'd rather Fields. But if we take Lance, I'd like Jimmy to start this year. But it's a tough conversation because Lance and Mac Jones have started the same amount of games. So the people that say Mac Jones is NFL ready, he started the same amount of games.
Okay, that's my question. I was listening to a podcast today. They were like, oh, the biggest concern with Trey Lance is that he hasn't started enough games. Like, Mac Jones and Mac Jones is pro ready? That makes no sense to me. It literally makes no sense.
17 games, they both have another belt.
It's because he's a pocket passer.
It's because he's white, too. So, like, he's more mature. He has 2 DUIs. So.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that? Mac Jones has 2 DUIs?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
And he's the most mature quarterback in this.
And everybody portrayed him as he's
got 4 first-rounders around his white.
I've been telling these guys this before. Like, I've never been a big, like, I was always like, when people brought in the race combo for quarterbacks, I was like, oh, I don't know. That might be. But this whole conversation around Mac Jones and Justin Fields and Trey Lance.
It's because he looks like Tom Brady.
I think Mac Jones. Yeah, they're like, oh, Mac Jones. Like, he's this white pocket passing quarterback who can't do anything else.
Like Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. And he has to be pro ready because he's a pocket passer. But because Justin Fields can run a 4.4, he's not a pocket passer. Yeah. Trey Lance. Oh, because he can. He can run over linebackers. I don't know if he's ready to go in the pros. Like, I don't know. It's pissing me off, honestly.
It's the same situation with the Mitchell Trubisky thing. You saw Mahomes and you saw Deshaun Watson drop, and here comes Mitchell Trubisky at number 3, and he's the most pro-ready, but he also only started 17 games when he came in to be the Chicago Bears quarterback. And we all know
that's the trend with quarterback draft busts. It's quarterbacks that start 1 year, and they have – good stats, and then they come in, and then they get – like, Dwayne Haskins, Trubisky, they both were one-year starters, and then they come in. They are supposed to be the best – no, Mac Jones isn't the best prospect, but the most ready prospect, and then they do nothing.
Yeah.
I don't think Mac Jones is going to have a good career.
Okay. 49ers prediction. Mitch, how far do you have this team going?
I mean, I see them as, like, a –
louder.
I see them as like a 6 seed.
You don't see them winning the division, but getting in the playoffs?
Yeah.
You think they can make a run?
They could, if they stay healthy.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing with this team, right?
What about Ayuk? Did he like perform to expectations?
I think he did fine.
Yeah. You missed Buckner?
I mean, obviously, but we just did. Problem is, we decided to pay Armstead instead. We had to pay Walton, so.
What else do you think this team – do you guys have a second rounder?
Yeah.
Yes. We have most of our picks.
Yeah. All right.
9 picks. I think we have like 4 more.
Okay. All right, let's move on to Seahawks. Last team in our rebuilding series. What have we done this offseason? We have
– Gerald Everett.
We still have Russell Wilson.
Not the Raiders lineman.
Yeah, Gabe Jackson.
Gerald Everett.
Gerald Everett, we have a new offensive coordinator. We
two
released,
guys from the Niners.
Yes, Akello Witherspoon and who else? Kerry Hyder. We released Carlos Dunlap, then signed Carlos Dunlap back.
Cool.
We re-signed Chris Carson. We extended Tyler Lockett.
Alden Smith.
You don't like that deal?
No.
Okay, tell us why you don't like the Tyler Lockett deal.
What is it, 8 a year?
Yeah, can you pull up that Tyler Lockett?
How much a year?
I think it's 14.
It's 8, right?
17.
A year?
Yeah, 17 a year.
He's, like,
a
he's
year.
The eighth highest paid wide receiver. Right
eighth
above,
highest, yeah.
Right above Mike
Wait,
Evans.
What?
Four years, $69 million. Average salary is 17.25.
He's the eighth highest.
Oh, no, but player. it's 32 guaranteed, though, right? It's something like
37.
That. Yeah. So
37 guaranteed.
Okay. He's 28. Only reason I don't like this deal is because he's 28. I
agree.
Earlier, if he was 26, then yeah, that deal's perfectly fine. But with the way that he gets open and like how he works as a receiver, I don't think he can. He's like Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin was retired at like 30 or something.
And he also had a really bad second half of the
no,
season.
No, and the thing is, every year, he has this, like, lingering injury from mm-hmm. middle of the season, and then he just quiet for the rest of the time. Yeah. Every single year. It's so frustrating.
And his stats look good because he has, like, three games where he goes for, like, 250
yards. That's always
yards.
In the beginning of the year.
And, like,
and
the Cardinals game
that
we're talking about, he had, like, what, 270 yards?
I think it's, like, 200.
Yeah.
But
I just hope it's not, oh, we paid Tyler Lockett, now we can't pay DK, and then DK.
No, we'll pay DK. We'll find out. Or 3 years, 4 years, when we're looking back at this.
A lot of...
Terry Hyder had 10 sacks last year for the Niners, so he's really good. You guys got a steal on that one.
Hyder, we have Mayoa.
We signed
Al Woods too.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, I think he's on a different team last year.
And the only guy we lost really was Jaren Reed.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's,
I was fine with that Jaren Reed. I think the Chiefs way overpaid for Jaren Reed.
Yeah.
I think
him
they're
and well, they didn't pay it.
They like Seahawks defense
for Clark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
much did they pay him? Like 10?
Who?
Jaren Reed. I think like 12.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. I think I would rather have Clowney than.
I think the Smith signing though kind of. I don't think we're getting KJ right now. I think this kind of.
Is KJ still free agent?
Yeah. KJ, I think KJ was gone. Long.
That was so funny when he was like, "I'm not taking a hometown discount." He's like, "I know how much I'm worth,"
and
he's like,
"He wants to get paid," but he's like, "So old."
How does it? Who's gonna pay him?
Brown, probably.
Jaren Reed is on a 1 year, $5.5 million contract.
Oh wow.
You got.
That's it on the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Why don't we get that?
He also, it's 5.5, but he has 5 guaranteed.
There you go.
So, probably smiled at that.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do anything.
he kind of sucked the last 2 years.
No, he's been bad. I did. KJ Wright, yeah, how much does he think he's going to get? How old is he? 32?
Or 33, something like
he's
that.
He's got to be older. I think he's like 34.
Yeah, that cracked me up that he's wanted all that money and then he's still on signs. Like, all right, yeah, how many signs are going to...
He can't catch.
Why do you think they're not getting...
Oh, I said that. I think Smith, I think we're going to move Taylor, who we picked last year, to Sam. And I think we signed so many defensive ends. I think getting another one kind of moves is like, hey, we're going to move one to Sam.
I think they really believe in Brooks.
I think Brooks is a good player.
Like
I like him too.
I think they're going to move one of those, either Taylor or Brooks to Sam.
He's a
large kind of...
I don't. Hopefully. It's not worth it to pay KJ if he wants to come back on a.
It's like three.
Yeah, then whatever. But he says he's not taking a hometown discount. So no shot.
I don't think we have enough for step.
He's done this before where his contract's up and he's like, oh, I'm worth.
Like he's good and
he had a great year.
He has a lot of experience and leadership, but I mean,
we're not going to give him.
I don't know.
The Seahawks also play a certain defense that like not a lot of other. Teams play where like the linebackers have a very specific role, and I think other teams are just like, okay, you're 33, pretty slow, and you've been playing the same defense your entire career. Like, we don't want to give you $10 million to come play for us. Like, I don't know, it just doesn't make a ton of sense. So,
can we see maybe like the Jaguars, like someone like a horrible team, like paying them a lot to come?
Yeah,
I think the paying a lot time has already kind of passed. I think it's kind of.
He's not. Yeah, he's not making a lot.
And I think the Brooks pick is kind of.
Yeah.
That was the replace.
I hope he signs Sherm.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think the Chris Carson deal was really underrated too. I did not think we're gonna get him back, and I think that makes me feel a lot more comfortable about our backfield having Chris Carson back.
Yeah, thanks to all the rest of the running backs not getting a deal.
Yeah.
Sherm was at. Did you see that Sherm was at dinner with Bobby? I think it was a couple nights ago. I mean, he does. I think he's. Does he still live here? I'm pretty sure he still lives here, though.
Sure.
He's here during those.
Another big help for our defense is we get Blair back, and then Adams was kind of in that Sam role that first game before Blair tore his ACL.
Mm-hmm.
And then getting him back and putting them at safety helps a lot, too, I think.
I think Sherm role-wise, I mean, I still think he's a great player. I like, you can never put him on an island. He's going to get burned. He's older. I mean, we all know that at this point. But scheme-wise, if you put him in a zone spot, I think he's still one of the best corners.
And that's what outruns.
Yeah, exactly. So putting him one-on-one is not going to be his suit. So he's going to go somewhere where he knows he can play his little zone thing where he flourishes at it. So
maybe Seahawks cornerback one if he's signed.
Yeah.
Who's our other corners?
Ryan Neal.
Oh, Neal's at corner now?
Didn't he play that at the end of the season for us? I thought you were safe. DJ Reed actually blew expectations. And Witherspoon. Two old 49ers. Economy Fence said,
what's that bird singing in the background? I wish we knew what bird.
We need some expert eyes here.
Tell us, Derek or Chad, whichever one of you guys is listening. All right, predictions for the Seahawks. Brandon, you can start on this one. What's this? Do we want to just give our NFC West standings, like, in order? Where do you think?
Oh, that's so tough.
How many teams how many teams make the playoffs in the NFC West?
I say three.
You think three?
And I say Cardinals three.
I think two. Three's just a lot from one
division.
Three's
a lot. There is seven spots now, so that's the only thing. But you have to look at the other divisions. So who else gets in? Because do we think the Saints are going to tank? That's the question.
I think only one from the East makes it.
Okay, well, obviously only one from the East.
One from the East.
I think one from the North.
It's Saints, Vikings, and Bears. Bears
maybe
are going to get the division.
Maybe the wild card.
Who's going to get the wild card?
You think Bears will make the playoffs?
He's saying who are the borderline teams?
Yeah.
Who are the borderline Vikings, teams
the
Bears?
The, wild card.
The Vikings, Bears, Saints.
I think those three are intended.
Cowboys.
Football team. Cowboys might just because of Dak.
Yeah. You think Cowboys and football team are going to be?
I think one of them wins the division. One of them has a one of them could have a shot.
Yeah, I don't think they have a shot. I think whoever gets the division.
Yeah, I don't. I think whoever's in second.
Well, I think football team might have a good record just because of the division they're in.
I
think they might go 4-0.
But he's saying the Cowboys too. The Cowboys and Eagles might both go.
And then you're still the Giants. Jack, you like the Giants?
They're not winning with Daniel Jones.
Yeah. I could see them being the sneak. I like the Giants, but I don't think they'd be a wild card. I think that may be a shot to win that division if everyone's bad again. I don't think they're going to be a wild card.
I think if
what's
I'm
the other division, North, South, we already went through those.
Say we give it to the Bucks. I don't think the Saints are going to be that great, but some people might. So
they might. Their defense might contend, make them somewhat contenders, kind of. Who else is in the Panthers and the Falcons? I don't see any of them contending.
They don't. I think there's a real possibility that three could make it.
I think three could make it.
I don't think three's perfect, yeah.
That's a lot, though. That's no injuries for any team.
If
the Cardinals win one more,
we're one win away from being three.
We're two in.
Sorry.
If the Cardinals win the game, they should have.
That's the problem is that we all beat up on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's record is like 1-1 against all the teams in our division.
Who do the Seahawks?
I think the West has two more years of dominance, and I think we go back to not. I think we might be the best division in football right now. And I think after that, after Stafford,
our home schedule's really fit. We have, besides the team in our divisions, we have the Bears, Lions, Jaguars, Titans, Saints at home. I like that. I think that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Away we have away is pretty tough. Packers, Vikings, Texans, Colts, football team, Steelers.
Oh, Colts.
I thought it's Steelers week 17, right?
We need to kill them.
I kind of like that. I don't think the Steelers are that
good.
Playing late, it's better.
We'll definitely lose the Packers.
They'll be
11-0, and then they'll
also be. I can see that in our white uniforms in that like dome and just getting killed.
The Colts?
Yeah.
What did the Economy Fence say?
Cardinals have made a lot of moves.
They signed a bunch of old guys.
Yeah, they signed a bunch of old guys. Exactly.
30 and above.
We'll take them off.
Well, what, Dad, for Derek, what do you think the record is? Tell me the record.
I wonder how well they can hear you compared to us.
Probably better.
Probably a lot better.
Ringing their ears.
Yeah, Reed's probably screaming at me every time Reed talks.
Especially when he turned around.
Okay. Should we do... What? Should we do road trips next? Do we want to do anything else? I'm not... How are we going to do this road trip snack thing?
I say we draft it. I mean, I don't like the list because I
draft. I wouldn't have enough.
I say we do two picks. Snacks. Two picks.
Two picks?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, start it.
You start. You're going on a road trip. You're going to a gas station. Not just the regular gas station, one of those big gas stations, so there's everything available.
The ones with the extra
like the one on the corner right there.
Yeah,
all
right, everything.
This is the basic, but I just like the...
We'll go this way.
I just like the cheese...
Clockwise.
Okay. This is basic, but Cheez-It snack mix. I think that
Cheez-It snack mix?
Yeah. That's the one like the pretzels.
Yeah,
and,
all that.
Mine can be like kind of... annoying, but I'm going to go with sunflower seeds.
Nice.
Yeah, we have, how many bags of sunflower seeds do we have in our car?
Three. Would you spit them just out the window, or you're
talking about a bottle?
You got to be responsible.
You look kind of cool doing that, too.
It's almost like you're dipping, but you're not.
Nah.
It's responsible.
Exactly. But it's responsible.
But Columbia Sun thinks the Cardinals get 10 wins.
10-7.
That's kind of, we said 10-7.
I hate
10.
That messes me up.
Yeah, 10-7 sucks saying that.
That sounds a lot worse.
9-8 sounds weird too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But not out.
No more 500.
8-9.
No, you go 8-8.
Cole, you're up.
I got two.
It's another thing, Reed.
I think one could be on me on the back.
Dark chocolate Milky Way.
I'm gonna go peach ring.
Peach ring, that's a good one. Peach ring, that's a good one.
I don't think that'll make it to me.
Wait, hold on. I'm not prepared at all. Mitch, go ahead.
I think granola bars.
Dip
or crunchy?
Dip?
What?
Chewy or crunchy?
What granola bars?
Yeah.
Oh, just like...
Like Quaker?
Yeah.
Dipped or none?
Like chocolate-covered
either.
Well, okay, again, yeah. you have flavor. A school store. Are you picking the dip or the non
dip or no?
Were you picking the dip or not?
I don't know.
I like the granola bars.
Yeah, just granola bars in general.
Chocolate chip, non-dip.
Yeah,
big one.
Big one.
Big one. What kind of granola bars
like, okay, let's say there's two boxes. One's dipped, one's not dipped. Which one are you taking?
Granola bar.
Granola
bars. Okay, Jack.
Eating both of them.
Yeah, just granola bar.
I literally said I think like in general.
Bro, I don't know. Okay.
Respect.
I'm going to choose a Reign energy drink.
Oh my god.
I have to do that. That's
not a snack.
Yes, that counts. It's a drink.
A drink
counts.
Reign energy drink.
No, I have to take... if I'm going on a road trip, I have to have an energy drink.
Hashtag
Reign. Okay, I'll do a Bang energy. I need an energy drink with more than 200 milligrams of caffeine.
Let's choose something that you can eat. Not a drink.
No, I like
that. No, that counts. Get out of here.
You have to stand in his shoes. He drove like 10 hours this week.
Thank you.
That's true.
And if you're driving, caffeine, yeah.
We don't need a science lesson. We don't need a science lesson.
What?
What are you talking about?
That was a swing and a miss.
Yeah.
He's horrible.
You just
Yeah. Anything.
I need to think about this for my next pick. Go ahead.
I'm going to go... I only got like 3 bags on the way here, so I'll go Sour Skittles.
Yeah, I knew you were going to pick that.
Wait, are we doing a snake?
Yeah,
Nila,
you
got
two picks,
buddy.
I don't want healthy road trip snacks. I think road trip snacks.
Road trip snacks. You know, I'm gonna go with a good trail mix.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good one.
I like good trail mix. I know you wouldn't find it at a gas station, but I just want to say Kirkland. You can find it at a gas station, but Kirkland trail mix is my favorite.
Kirkland, yeah.
Because you get a big old bag. All of its cashews, peanuts, raisins. I don't like the raisins, but the raisins mixed with everything else.
I don't like the peanuts. I like the raisins better.
You don't like the peanuts?
Oh my god. Yeah, I like the cashews, raisins, and M&M's. I'll eat the peanut, but I'm not like, I think it's a bad bite.
You're the most interesting kid.
You don't like raisins? Raisins are good.
I don't like the raisins, but the raisins, like, if you don't have the raisins, it's like really salty.
Yeah.
Like, you need the raisins in there.
Yeah.
But
you have a big scoop.
Yeah.
I like a big scoop.
Yeah, I like an even scoop with a little bit of everything. All right. Okay, so trail mix, and then I'm going to go with the Arizona iced tea.
Nice.
Oh, but Jack makes an energy drink.
Please start
it. How is that annoying?
I thought everyone's like, oh, okay. What's so different about his?
Huh? It's not nothing.
I think it's that you
broke the barrier
for
beverages,
yeah.
And everyone was like, all right, I guess we're
going to do it. And you chose that beverage. Like, it was
hey, man,
we're going to
talk about
the beer. You guys have the same rain.
You could have said this is energy drink.
Can't talk about both. You broke the barrier today.
Not bad. Something special.
Can't talk about
the day for breaking barriers.
Yeah,
that's what we do on the Game Camp podcast. We break barriers.
Have a difficult conversation. A
couple of barrier breakers.
Yeah, Jackie Robinson Day.
Read.
Yeah, what do we got?
Gotta limit drinks or you have to stop too often. That is
the
actual.
That's why you get... Okay, go ahead.
That's a good excuse to stretch out your legs.
You want the energy drink because it is... You can't just down an energy drink. You have to sip on the energy drink the caffeine settles into your body. If you're chugging the energy drink, that's bad.
Jack would know.
I do know.
He's a professional.
I am a great road trip driver.
Sure, we'll do this for professionals.
Is it Brandon?
Yeah, man. I'm going to go with the chip. Let's go with the Honey Barbecue Twist by Fritos.
That's a great
Adam.
Pick.
Those are my favorites.
Never
awesome.
Had that before.
Okay, I'm also going to go a similar route to Brandon. I'm going to go Dots Pretzels.
Nice. Those are amazing.
You're going to go Bang Energy Drink this time?
He goes rain?
Wait, what happened to you two?
That's a nice picture, Brandon.
Like what? The Google?
Yeah. There. What if we've never been live and reached?
Yeah, it's still commenting, so I hope it would be live or that was just...
All right, Sid, you go.
What? Dots Pretzels.
Oh, yeah.
Like the crumbly ones? Like the cheddar ones?
Managed bids.
Do you know what Dots Pretzels are?
Oh, the little bag.
Yeah, we got them in Boise.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, thank you. I know.
Chad's just like, what?
My first pick.
Are we still live?
Might be.
Somebody check their YouTube. Now we'll have like 7 viewers.
Nice.
Okay, everyone check YouTube.
Fritos are a good call.
We're still live.
Mitch,
you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna say any goldfish.
Yeah, that's a good one. I debated picking goldfish.
Quality.
I believe we might be still live.
We're fine. That. Whatever.
Okay, my pick.
We don't have to go the full hour.
I'm gonna go cheddar cheese mix or cheddar check.
Cheddar
Chex
mix. That's good.
I like those.
I do like those. The little triangles.
Mm-hmm.
Those are so good.
Then we get a bunch of cheese dust on the one Chex.
How about you? We'll do one more round. You have to do a drink, a candy, and a chip.
Okay.
I've done two.
Hey, does...
Wait, what is it?
I have a chip.
What did you do?
I've done granola bar and goldfish.
Any granola bar.
Okay, your granola bar is your candy.
Your drink, yeah.
You have a drink.
I'm a drinker. But not a candy, right?
Yeah.
Candy, chip, drink.
Yeah.
Okay, how you got chips?
I'll go Sour Patch Watermelon.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good one. Dang, that's what I was going to do for mine.
Read?
Uh-oh, something happened to my stream.
It's loading.
Well, this might go in the void, but if you're still listening,
Black Talk's
going strong.
Black Talk's going strong.
Kind of.
I think this, I might get some flack for this one, but I like Swedish Fish.
I like Swedish
they're,
Fish.
I think they're
not, you should not get flack.
They're not like, I feel like some candy's too sweet to where like, you can't like, I don't like, it like gets worse after you eat it. I just feel like Swedish Fish are nice, like bland. Mm-hmm. Like they're not really like too much.
I wish they'd make sour on there.
Do you want to try to see?
I think they do have sour.
I don't think it's on.
Can you try to mess with it?
It's good.
It might just be, I think it's just
I'm going to just close all your tabs and then.
Get so many tabs.
So just plug it.
Tab, yeah.
So unplug it and
yeah,
plug
yeah,
it in.
Tab, yeah. For drink.
Wait, what was your?
Swedish fish.
Okay, I like that.
For drink, I mean, I would go Arizona, but that's already gone.
Thanks, Brendan.
I'll just say, I just Gatorade. Gatorade's a good road trip.
We got the Gatorade with the
Caps.
We got it at the Dollar Tree, too. Like
those are money for the road trip.
Yeah, I would say if I have to go flavor, you should either go Cool Blue or Orange. But I don't know if we're picking flavors. I'll just
you
say
can if you
Gatorade.
Want.
You say Blue or Orange.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
I don't have a drink.
You have anything?
You don't like any drinks?
Well, it'd be Arizona.
He said Arizona iced tea.
You know what a good iced tea is, though?
Never in Arizona.
Brisk. Have you had brisk iced tea before?
That's pretty good.
Cool. Oh, I'll do this. There's a strawberry watermelon iced tea, right? Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
I'll go that one.
Okay, well, I had Gatorade as my pick, but we picked that. I am going to go...
Oh, Rare started again?
Man, I'm lost. Let's go with... I don't want to just go with an Arizona, like a different flavor of Arizona, because that's so boring.
Then don't.
So, I'll go... Probably a great podcast. Give me a Dr. Pepper.
Solid. I think any lemonade.
Any lemonade, any goldfish, and any granola bar.
Yeah,
just give them all of
any.
Them.
Just, what brand?
Sorry, Brian.
Any brand. Literally any brand lemonade.
I got one on.
Okay, well, if you get your first pick of lemonade, what brand?
You
gotta give us a brand so we can relate to
you. Got enough for one.
Oh, God, what brands are there? Minute Maid lemonade.
Strawberry or normal.
Dude. Oh, God.
What about, what's the one with the smiley guy on it?
Smiley.
No. Mm-hmm. You cold drinks it a lot.
Is the one with the glass bottle?
It's a glass bottle.
Calypso?
Calypso, yeah.
Calypso.
I think that was my
favorite
one.
Calypso
is
my favorite. They're just,
have you ever had the purple one?
They're kind of expensive.
Yes. The guava one, is that one of them?
Yeah, that's good.
My candy is going to be, I'll just do regular Skittles.
Sure.
But it's close between that and peanut M&Ms. Those are my
peanut M&Ms.
Yeah,
very
under
good.
Hey, France.
It depends what kind of mood I'm in, you know? Like, if I'm in a...
Favorite.
If I'm in a, like a chocolatey mood, I'll get the peanut M&Ms. If I'm in a sweet mood. But the more I think about it, if I'm getting Dots, then I probably want the peanut M&Ms.
Wait, what are Dots pretzels? I don't think I've had them
before. Reed, we gotta go get them.
What do the packages look like? They're like the cheese pretzels. Is it like the Snyder's one?
That's what I think.
Remember the time I lost in poker and I had to buy snacks and I bought those pretzels and the sodas?
Oh, they like the little sticks. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yeah, I know those. Yeah. What's the other ones that are like cheesy bites?
Those are like Snyder's.
Is that Snyder's? Okay.
He thought that was that frozen thing.
Dots.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of
did I have a drink?
ATN.
I feel like I knew what this pick is.
I don't know what it is, actually.
You know, you want to give my pick for
me? No, actually, now that I think about it, the picks that I had for you were stolen.
A drink? I'll probably go a little Dr. Pepper action.
Or Dr. Pepper.
Dang it!
That's how you know it's a good pick.
That is a good pick. Ooh, what do we do now?
Yep. Green ticket. Oh, yeah, you're kind of in
the Arizona's gone. No, Kyle.
Hey, you got regular water.
Oh. I'll go A&W cream soda.
Yeah. All right, last one, and then we'll shut it off because I don't know how many people we have listening on Blog Talk Radio and
YouTube's just loading.
YouTube is.
So I'm gonna the trail mix counts as like a chip category. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm on sweets.
What was your first one?
Trail mix in Arizona.
Take candy.
I have one in mind, but it's more of an honorable mention.
That doesn't count.
I know. I wouldn't choose it as my first sweet.
Just pick it.
No.
And no, I like you being off.
You like me being off?
No.
For sweets,
boom, 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 boom.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh,
I can't
think of
anything. What's the thing
he
has a card in it?
Dot,
Mike and
Ike's?
Nerd Bites?
Oh, Cowtails? Oh, yeah, I'm going to go with Cowtails.
Those are good.
Cowtails are there's different flavors, but the original, it's like, it's basically like caramel with like frosting in the middle. It's just like a little stick. That's really good.
That's good.
Well, my honorable mention is going to be, I think it's going to become a regular for me for road trip snacks. Is those like off-brand Twinkies at Dollar Tree? You get five of them for a dollar. They're like chocolate. Yeah. They were actually pretty good. They're only a dollar. It's like 20 cents a piece.
Great deal.
You know, good candy. It's at Safeway gas station. Nerd Bites.
Nerd Bites.
They're everywhere.
Around here, they're only at the safe gas.
They're at the safe for gas.
Only
the
safe gas station.
No, like around
only
here.
On the left.
No, but there I go. All
right. Any other honorable mentions?
No. Those sweet tart ropes, you guys ever had those? The red ropes?
Yeah.
White milk, those are really good.
Ropes are good.
Candy ropes candy are just a good, yeah. It's good handheld candy.
I like the sour ones. The sour. They're like rainbow colored ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are good, yeah.
All right. Spikeball time.
Yeah. All right. We will see you guys later. Next week. Kyle, let him go.
Let me go.
Podcast.
You can go ahead and